This WBEZ podcast is supported by Hacia, whose Executive Fellows Program provides Black and Latinx business owners with real-world tools and strategies needed to master fundamental management concepts related to company stability and growth. Registrants learn through one-on-one executive coaching sessions with subject matter experts in the areas of finance, business development, operations, and legal. More info at haciaworks.org.
The Illinois primary is still more than 230 days away, but as WBEZ's Dave McKinney reports, a fight is escalating between two Democratic friends in a newly redrawn suburban congressional district.
Freshman Congresswoman Marie Newman is facing a fight for her political life against fellow Democratic congressman and friend Sean Kasten. Springfield Democrats took parts of Newman's and Kasten's districts last month to create a second Latino-favoring seat now up for grabs. Newman's home landed six blocks inside another district, that of fellow progressive congressman Jesus Chuy Garcia, setting up a tough fight for Newman. But she has other plans.
Clearly the folks who did that little maneuver in the middle of the night didn't understand Marie Newman.
So Newman is setting her sights on the sixth congressional district assigned to Kasten, which includes about 40% of her current turf. But Kasten isn't flinching.
You know, we're both friends. We respect each other. I'd rather run against someone who I respect than someone I don't.
Kasten won't yet share his playbook on how he'll take her on.
As my daughters like to joke, we'll burn that bridge when we cross it.
Newman likes her chances in the newly redrawn 6th, which stretches from Tinley Park all the way to Elmhurst.
You know, we'll see if Mr. Kasten stays in the race.
If this matchup materializes, it's not necessarily a first-class ticket to Washington, particularly if predictions of a big Republican wave election nationally play out in Chicago's suburbs. Dave McKinney, WBEZ News.